At the end of the road in Ka'upulehu is the Kalimano Interpretive Center. It's part educational, part community space. It's also where Lena Ala Leitner spends a lot of her time. She's worked here as the center's curator for the past 3 years.
My connection to Ka'upulehu is basically lineal. My father was born here, Robert Lopaka Kekealani, at Kahuvai in 1916.
Leitner spent much of her life working near Kahuvai Bay at the Kona Village Resort. She says most families with ties to this place understand how and what to gather from the ocean. Leitner says that's not the case anymore. She's seen those changes with her own eyes.
Because I live in Kona all my life, and there is so much shoreline from Kailua Pier to here, Ka'upulehu, that no more. Abundance is gone. No more pihi, no more even pipipi on the side of the rocks. That is sad for me.
Ka'upulehu was an area known for its rich diversity and abundance of marine life, but years of overfishing have left their mark. Leitner and other community leaders recently succeeded in pushing the state to create a 10-year no-take rest period. Proponents like Hannah Springer says it will allow for the recovery of reef fish while a fishery management plan for the area is created.
So we are intervening now while there are still base populations of species that can naturally reproduce and regain that diversity and density of population that we've seen in the past.
The rule prohibits taking any marine life from the 3.6-mile coastline and extends out to a depth of 120 feet. Beyond that, hook-and-line fishing is allowed for certain species. And while testimony for the rule was largely positive, some fishermen and Native Hawaiians have argued the rule impedes on their cultural right to gather. Springer sees it differently.
We are practicing a traditional and customary kuleana as well, the one to ma'alama, the one to care for.
Meanwhile, some in the community are beginning to adapt. Mike Nakachi is a Kona fisherman who supports the rest period.
Guilty as charged. I've taken our fair share of hay off the reef and taken some fish over the years and grabbed a couple lobsters. But I don't really have the need to go and practice on taking now. I feel that fiduciary relationship as a Hawaiian to also look after these resources.
What makes Ka'upulehu unique is the push toward marine conservation came from within. It wasn't the result of litigation or a contested case, says Wayne Tanaka, a public policy advocate with the Office of Hawaiian Affairs.
They're starting to realize that even though they're isolated, they're rural, the community here and in adjacent areas have been really highly engaged. And maybe it's just it's kind of an indication of their connection to their place.
The next step for community leaders will be to make sure the state lives up to its word. They continue to monitor the waters as they work toward implementing a future management plan once the 10-year rest period is lifted. Molly Solomon for HPR News.